This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Eddie, you made me a little bit of money last night. Thank you very much.
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good, man.
We're
How are
good.
You?
We're good. You guys are all of a sudden beloved again, Eddie Jackson.
Yeah. You know how it is, man, but we just happy we got the win. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough game. So, offense play exceptional. Defense, you know, we still got some little things we need to correct. But overall, it was a great team win, man. Special teams as well.
What did you guys do to regroup after that 17-play drive, their first series of the game?
Just had to settle down. You know, first drive, especially them wanting to get the ball first. We knew they had something up their sleeves, you know, with some plays that they had set up and wanted to wait for them to get going. But we just settled down, you know, came together, put the game plan together, and, you know, just stood up and needed to stop.
Eddie, it seems like you were Mitch Trubisky's biggest cheerleader last night. How pumped were you for him after he had that touchdown run?
I won't say no cheerleader, but, you know, that's my boy, you know what I mean? I celebrate with all my teammates when they make plays, and just Mitch being Mitch, you know, a lot of talks was, you know, about him, people trying to down him, but, you know, just him stepping up, you know what I mean? And, you know, offense as a whole, you know, it's just fun and exciting when you see them boys make plays, and it's vice versa. You know, they run out there, we make plays too, so that's all that is.
As good as he was as a passer last night with a rating of 115, what I thought really sparked everybody and sparked the building, even though I was just watching on television, was what he did as a runner. Have you wondered from time to time this season where that's been?
Not questioning it, you know, and not at all. You just, you know, you see and you just tell him. Like I told him you play better when you know, use your feet. So, you know, that's just something that I feel like coach them knew that as well. So that's why everything, you know, kind of got adjusted and just trust him to use his feet, you know, get him to trust his feet. And he's been doing that lately and just, you know, the throws he's been making, you know, and just the offense, like I said, as a whole, you know, the run game, pass game, it's just been coming together good.
Yeah, it's nice to see your teammates running the ball, moving the chains while you could just sit down and play with the iPad for a little while longer.
Yeah, man. You know, we'd be anxious to get back out there, but as long as they moving the ball and scoring, that's always a good thing.
When you ran down there to celebrate with him and you tried to lift him up, was he heavier than you thought he was going to be? It looked like it.
Nah, not for real. It's just, I don't know. I think I seen somebody else lift him up first. That's why I lift him up, but you know, man, just seeing him score a touchdown, and how I was just saying that he's going to score a rushing touchdown, and he broke off a 30-yarder. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool.
You know, overall, like big picture, not just in the game, what do you think's been the turning point for this team?
Just the adversity. You know, just going through all the adversity the first half of the season and, you know, hearing all the talks and all that, and we just rallying around each other and just playing for one another right now. And knowing what's at stake, you know, so we got a tough schedule. You know, we know that now we got a little break, get our bodies back healthy and just, you know, continue to stack these wins week by week. And that's all we can do, you know, and we're just going to continue to play for one another.
How healthy are you right now? You good?
I'm healthy. Yeah, good. I'm good. I'm healthy. Yeah, I'm healthy.
What about Roquan?
Man, I'm not sure about Roe, man, but, you know, we gonna find out. I hope the news is good, you know, but he told me during the game that he feel like he had hurt his pec or whatever, and it's just him. He finished out the drive, though. You know, he didn't ask to get off the field. He didn't try to get off the field. I'm going to just finish the drive first and then go see the trainers. So that just show you the type of dog mentality he got, and he was having a heck of a second, you know, half of the season, and just to see that happen to him, it's sad. You know, you got Danny, you got Akeem. So just a lot of our guys dying right now. We just got to hold and rally around them and play for them now.
So, I mean, how many plays are we talking about here where Roquan was still on the field with potentially a torn pectoral muscle? How many plays are we talking?
I could say about at least three or four.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's likely to be the year. Yeah, it's,
no, but I'm just saying, like he kept playing, right, Eddie? I mean, he's playing through that injury. That's pretty. I mean, shows I would imagine to you how tough he is and how much he wants to be out there.
Yeah, of course, man. That's what I'm like. You show? You're like, yeah, you gonna finish the drive? Like, all right, and you know, he finished the drive.
Do you expect him to get Akeem back for the Packers?
Yeah, expected that. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah?
We're excited to have Akeem back, man. You know, that changes the game a lot, you know, especially rushing the passer, the run game, most definitely. Man, it's just happy to get him back.
Eddie, did you at any point sense the Cowboys' level of dysfunction and frustration during the ball game last night?
I really don't pay attention to that part. I just felt our energy, you know, as a team and how we was flying around, everyone making plays, special teams, offense, defense, and just celebrating. You know, when you feel that, that's when you know the game is always you playing the game the right way, you know. So really not really focused on too much of them, you know, but as in that aspect, but really for our energy.
We're talking to Eddie Jackson for another couple minutes here. McNeil and Parkins on the score. There's a play that's kind of going viral a little bit on Twitter of you getting to match up with your old Alabama teammate, Amari Cooper, and getting the pass deflection. I mean, that's a pretty impressive one-on-one coverage for him. How many battles did you guys have back in the day?
Oh, man, we had so many battles. Coop helped me get my coverage, you know, up when I first got to Alabama, you know, as a young corner, and just going up against him every day, that helped me a lot. So just to do it at the NFL level, and, you know, it was a good play. You know, I wish the ball was thrown a little better because I feel like I would have got that one. But, you know, it was fun.
You talk a little trash to him after that one?
Nah, man, I ain't talk no trash to him. I just looked at him, you know, that's it.
You let him know that you got the best of him.
I ain't really let him know. I just looked at him and gave him five. You know, that was it. Cooper gamer, man.
Yeah, no, he's one of the best route runners in the game. So this Packers team, week one, was obviously a low point in this season. How much will that game impact how you guys get ready for the game coming up here in 9 days or so?
When Green Bay always up on the schedule, just that being a rivalry game and how much it means to this organization and just the tradition behind it, it's always, you know, one of those games. So you always fired up a week like this. You know, it reminds me back in Alabama when we used to always play Auburn. You know, it's the same thing, you know, and we know that they came in our house and they beat us 2 years in a row, both times in the opening season games. So it's a little something extra on this game.
You like playing at Lambeau Field?
Yeah, I like playing them better in Chicago, but you know, hey, as long as our fans come out and support, that's cool. But it's always fun whooping somebody in their house. So,
what are you gonna do Sunday? You watching the NFL, or are you just gonna take a break from it?
Nah, I'm definitely watching the NFL. I'm gonna watch some of my peers and my homeboys on different teams and just chill with family.
Eddie, the talk for us on the show, you know, we don't have to take it one game at a time, is, you know, can you guys still make the playoffs? I know everyone for you guys will be like just the Packers and all that. Is it hard to not think about what is still possible the rest of this year?
No, it's not hard because I feel like, you know, like I said, you know, the first half of the season it started off shaky. So you really wasn't focused on that. You was just really focused on one game at a time. So that's just the same mindset. Look, just keep stacking these games. So it's not hard for us to think like that, but that's just the mindset, just one game at a time.
All right, so Eddie, I saw the video that the Bears social media channels put out on Club Dub, and I said that Tariq Cohen is maybe the Club Dub MVP. Would you dispute that, or who is the MVP of Club Dub?
Yeah, I did get that to Tariq. Tariq, the life of the party, man. Everybody knows that.
It seems like no one enjoys it more than him. Is he the best dancer on the team?
Yeah, I think him and Josh Woods, they can go neck and neck.
And so who's the worst? Because I felt bad for, like, Jesper Horsted in there last night.
Man, I don't know, man. There's a lot of bad dancers in there.
Well, they can't all be. You guys keep playing swag surfing and all that stuff. Like, they can't keep up.
Yeah, they got to start catching on sooner or later. So we hope it's sooner.
Well, keep winning, and they'll keep getting those reps.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Eddie, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
You too, man.
You as well. That's Eddie Jackson with us on a Built for Tough Bears Monday on a Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.